right, Hunter. Here we are.
All right, Jessica. Here we are.
The end of the Bad Batch.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm very sad, actually. I really have enjoyed the Bad Batch.
Yeah. Yeah. They were great. I because I liked Clone Wars, I liked seeing the clone story, and these guys were great, right? The individual skills and personalities and these stories, and it was like Clone Wars, but you got a deeper episode.
It was like the adult version of the Clone Wars, a character development version of the Clone Wars. I have been, I think for the past 2 weeks, I have been anxious about this episode because, you know, like we talked about last week, I thought a lot of people were going to die.
That's what we thought.
And so I didn't want to see them killed off. And every time, like there was that possibility, that I was like, oh my gosh, like we can't,
Wrecker,
we can't
right?
have like, that. And Wrecker was saying how hurt he was and everything.
You kept waiting for it. Like somebody's got to go. And that was kind of our prediction, is that we thought, like, since they're not with Rex and Wolf and Gregor in the future with Rebels, that they had to go, which is kind of one nitpick with this, is it was kind of a nice, neat little bow at the end of it. And their drift off and they grow old on Pabu was pretty convenient, right? And
I liked it though.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's nice. It was a good ending. The fight there on Tantus was great. But
dot, dot, dot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured you would pick up on that. There was a lot of action. There was a lot of melee equipment and things and new death troopers. Like, what were those things that Hemlock?
They're the X troopers, right? Or X clones is what we call them.
I don't know. Is that what they're called? X clones?
Well, those are the clones, right? So his operative that he sent to chase them, that were clones that he had reprogrammed, that he'd tried to do to Crosshair, those were his clones that he had reprogrammed.
The ones that he like woke up and that were in like the little capsules?
A little zombie-ish, huh, getting out of the thing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But those were his clones. Those were his X clones that he had reprogrammed.
So it was just like how Gideon had his clones that he woke up in The Mandalorian.
Well, yeah, but Gideon's clones were Gideon. These were Hemlock's clone troopers that he had reprogrammed into his operatives. They were still...
Not the ones that looked like... Not at the very final end, but there was the one at the... I think it was the season 2 finale when Grogu goes back with Luke Skywalker.
Oh,
that one, and they had like the death troopers that he.
Oh yeah, but those weren't clones. Those were robots. Those were Cylons. Those were robots. His death troopers were robots.
Okay, and these were actually clones that he reprogrammed.
Yeah.
How do you reprogram a human like that? Sounds.
That's what wrecked Crosshair, is that the reprogramming was so brutal that.
That he tremors, right?
Yeah.
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 No longer.
That was like, okay. Well, we figured out the solution to that problem that was taken away.
So there's more to say about that, I guess, but we'll have to wait till we get there.
Yeah. Yeah. All in all, I loved the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really happy that they had an epilogue. That made
you
me
would
happy.
Be. You would be. Yeah, it would be. Because it kind of leaves a like, oh, okay, so Omega is just out there now somewhere, and we can have her and Hera flying together at some point.
Absolutely, because they met when they were little kids, right?
Oh, yeah.
So she's going to, she could meet up. We could have, the Hera and Omega episodes.
That's too convenient for my taste. It's cute and convenient, but
anyway.
Okay.
I liked the cute and convenient. So there you go.
Okay.
The cavalry has arrived otherwise known as I'm Not Crying, You Are.
We got a lot of this wrong. I thought the cavalry arriving, and I waited for this as they're having the battle, was going to be Rex coming in
Everybody.
With help, you know, the cavalry has arrived, but it wasn't. The cavalry was the Bad Batch brothers coming to rescue Omega.
And the clones that they rescued, right? That stood up and said, I'll fight with you. I was like, all right, well, there's the cavalry right there. Going to work. Right off the bat, when this started, it was different, right? The music was different. It was ominous. It was eerie. It felt final, and some like the organs somewhat funeral-ish. And so I thought, oh my God, they're really just setting us up for death and destruction. And
the logo was different, right? It was black.
The logo was different. The helmets were different too.
The logo being different took me back to that last couple episodes of Clone Wars when they're red.
I thought it was that they, because they took all their logos off their armor, so I thought that's what that was for, that they made the logo like more plain because they took away all of the markings on their armors, on their armor. Remember when they did that?
They sandblasted them or something to get it to sneak in. Like they thought their armor would blend in with the TK troopers.
Yeah, that's what I thought that they were doing. And then like the helmets were not red and blue. It was just all monochrome.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was like, all right, this is going to be a different one. But it starts with, we see some shuttles over Tantus searching for the Bad Batch. And the first thing that we get is that Wrecker is hurt.
Yeah.
Right. He's got something wrong with his shoulder or his back or whatever. And he's wincing in pain. And I thought, oh no, like I didn't think it was going to be Wrecker that was going to be lost here. So I got really nervous when I saw that in the very opening scene. But they said something like it wasn't a good idea for you to wrestle the creature or whatever.
I
so
can't remember its name now this week.
You knew it last week.
Yeah, the tiger gorilla
alligator
monk.
thingy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Baronacker. I don't know.
And this one, this episode as well, switches back and forth between so many different scenes. So it's going to seem a little ADHD as we go through all my notes here, but it quickly moves from that to Hemlock talking, you know, the base is under high security alert, go guard the vault. And then his guy says, hey, one of the insurgents has been apprehended. And we know that that's Rampart, our friend Rampart. And so the next scene, Hemlock is at Rampart's cell. And who's across the way from him? Our friend, Nala Say.
It felt like that was the first time Rampart noticed she's just through the bars from him, didn't it?
You think?
Yeah, and she, how come she was there? You son of a bitch. why wasn't she yelling at her? Why wasn't she with her neck through the bars and
halfway into the hallway?
You killed my entire civilization.
Everybody that I knew, everybody that was of my kind, everybody on my planet. But she doesn't, but she does get her revenge, which I thought was very sweet. And so we'll talk about that. But Rampart says, you know, like, all of this for a young clone, I fail to see her value. And as soon as Hemlock said this, I was like, oh, he's dead. Because he says, what I'm working on is beyond your understanding, something that makes me so vital to the Empire. It makes me indispensable. And I was like, nail in the coffin, you're going to die. Because as soon as you say that, it's out. lights out.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, I can deal with this. Now, somehow we've got to figure out, but Rampart's going to die. Did you have the same thoughts?
Yeah. I assume Rampart would die. Hemlock, he was such a good villain in this. I think he was a better villain than Gideon.
You think he's a better, okay,
villain
than Gideon?
Than Gideon. Yeah, Gideon, I felt like, got a little comical. And then with his space,
he did.
Darth
Yeah.
Vader, Mandalorian, Cylon suit, it was like, okay. I felt Hemlock was a better villain.
He was right up there with Thrawn, I think.
Yeah. And the way that he speaks, like it was up there with Thrawn.
We didn't solve the mystery of why he only had one glove on his hand.
Yeah.
We never solved that mystery.
No.
I don't think, Thrawn doesn't really have anything like that. So Rampart was just a little weird with that one glove thing. But we've got to, I don't know, just guess that that was a science experiment that went wrong or something like that.
Something.
And so he's covered up those mistakes with his glove. But anyway, so I thought that was a little funny exchange with Nalase across the hallway. I thought maybe he put him into the same cell. That would be even funnier. But across the hallway, I can deal with.
She's slowly choking him.
Slowly neck wrestles him. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we switch to the lab, and Emery and Echo are still in the lab. Echo's trying to figure out what all this data is about. And they have kind of a heart to heart. And Emery does her sort of redemption here, right? She says, I was wrong about this place, and now I'm trying to do the right thing.
Why can't I find any record of the Vault Omega's held in?
These data banks are heavily encrypted. The vault is several levels down. Hemlock keeps it under heavy guard, but I can get you inside.
Why are you helping me?
Because I was wrong about this place. And I'm trying to do the right thing.
So, cheers to Emery, who's coming around to be with her brothers.
Yeah.
And eventually help Omega and everybody get out of here.
It's a weird little plot hole, though, that we know all of the clones. And then there's the Bad Batch, right? So Clone Force 99 were the experimentations. And then there's Omega, who was an experimentation for Nalase. And then we have one random woman, Emery.
Yeah, I think she was a predecessor of Omega, right?
You and think it so? Didn't.
Yeah. And she didn't work out. And so Nalase gave her away at that point.
Yeah.
Because she didn't have the M count thing that she had. I think Nalase bred Omega differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like all Boba Fett or Jango Fett never had any kind of, there was never any M count anything with them.
Yeah.
So she must have done something different with Omega to have her, she mixed up the DNA somehow, took a lock of Luke Skywalker's hair or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe they took Sifo Dyas and they took some blood from him.
They found his hand in the air.
And
city.
They took some DNA from his hand.
Yeah.
That's like a
hands floating around.
How many people in Star Wars have lost hands? All right. So we got Crosshair.
Yeah.
We've got Luke.
We've got,
I guess Anakin technically lost limbs and a hand.
Dooku.
There's more. Dooku. Yep.
Yeah. He lost two. But we didn't get very far.
Four.
Four's pretty
I think
good.
There's more.
Yeah.
We need to chat GPT that one.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I think that there's like, that's the theme. Like you lose an appendage. That's pretty common in the Star Wars world.
Okay.
Lost. You're searching for that right Google now, aren't you? You're going to Google it. How many people have lost hands?
That's a weird
Google for the
search.
Wind. Yeah. Do you
How
get
many
any
hands or
answers?
arms have been cut off in Star Wars? Yeah, do we raise it to arms? Because then isn't
Okay,
that,
sure. What do you got there?
I don't know. I'll there's no definitive answer here.
No
But
definite. All right, we'll come back to you next
got it.
week and
Got it. Got it.
we'll have the total for you.
Got
Yeah.
it.
So the next scene is in the vault, and Omega is rallying the troops, right? She's taken this leadership position, and she's going to lead all of these children to safety. And she's like, "I've been trained. We've got to get into position. Let's make this happen." They've got,
My brothers
they're
are here.
communicating with like little taps on
Yeah.
with the blocks or whatever that they were playing with. Emery has gone, right? Because Emery's in the lab with Echo. So we've got Scalder overlooking the
Yeah.
children.
Yeah.
And like as soon as she turns around, like the little kid knocks a few Legos on the table and they move everything into position.
That's the all
And
clear sign.
the all clear. And what
Yeah.
does she do? She takes that little metal toothpick that she stole, right?
And
And
she does the same scratch.
but a little
Yeah.
harder this time
Yeah.
and
The
like
same scratch.
stabs it right into some circuit. And apparently she can reprogram it that quickly.
Yeah.
Like
With a toothpick.
with a toothpick. Have you
Maybe
done this
that's
before? Yeah, I've
access
done
the
this before.
panel and then you hold down the plus minus the reset button. I don't know. Yeah.
Control alt delete.
There
Yeah.
you go. Yeah.
To
Yeah.
reset it somehow.
Yeah.
Because then the next scene, Scalder is in the vault and she's like,
Yeah.
"What's going on? Where is
She knows
everybody
something's
else?"
up.
Yeah. And they're like, "Oh, they were with the droid. We were with the droid." And you can see the droid very slowly
I watched
come
that twice.
around
I
and they were
watched it
talking.
twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gets
Because
right
it
into
makes
the back of her.
that slow arc, and you're not really paying attention to it.
No.
Right? Yeah, I
Goes
watched
right
that
behind
twice.
her. Boom. Knocks her out. I was
I
like,
was ready
yes. Yes. Down with Scalder.
poor
I was very
Scalder.
happy about that.
She's misunderstood. But I watched that twice because it kind of, because you weren't paying attention the first time. It just slowly makes that arc around her.
Boom.
Yeah.
Gone.
It's good.
So that was very, that I was like, I wrote in my notes, that was so satisfying. Like, I could, the doing that droid just completely nails her from behind. I was like, yep, I
Yeah.
love that. Love that.
Knocks her out.
So then this kids make a run for it, right? And one kid gets out like a pillowcase and he starts making like a baby backpack thing
Yeah.
for. What's the name of the kid?
I
I
don't
don't
remember
remember.
his
I
name.
should
Yeah.
know that. Baron. I have it
Okay.
written in my
Yeah.
notes.
Yeah.
Baron. And did you notice the other little one makes one for her little Tuca
Yeah.
doll?
Yeah.
Aw, that was so cute. And so they escape into the wall, down the blood highway in the wall, whatever you want to call it, on their way to the Zillow Beast.
Yeah, crawling through the hall or the walls there looking for the Zilla Beast. Yeah.
Right. So from there, we cut back into the jungle, and the Bad Batch are trekking closer to the mountain. We get more anxious with this happening. Wrecker's in pain again. It kind of cranks that little bit up a notch, another notch, right? And then we go back into Emery and Echo, and they're walking towards the vault because Emery says, "You can't get in there by yourself, but you can get in
I can
there
get
with
to it.
me." And so she's telling Echo all of these things as they're going through that tunnel with the lasers. And I thought, is there nobody that is listening to their conversation?
Yeah.
Like it's just like I had a conversation. She's trying to use her iPad to get into the vault and she's telling him all these things about what's going on. But when they open up the doors to get into the vault, much to my surprise, Hemlock is in there
Yeah.
and he's blamed Scalder
Yeah.
for the release of the kids escaping. And I thought, well, that's just perfect. Now Emery, yeah, she's not going to be held accountable for that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they hauled Skulder off, and I was like, all right, well, she's now out of the picture.
Yeah.
She didn't have to die, but she's gone. I think eventually she'll die with the destruction of Tantus, but that gives Emery and Echo, you know, as a scapegoat now, because he's like, Hemlock says, you go find Omega and bring her back. Well, that's great. Now she has an excuse for anywhere she goes, because she's looking for Omega, and she's got the trooper with her to protect her. And I thought, well, that's just a great cover story.
Yeah, worked out well for her.
So the kids are in the wall. Baron is getting restless. Omega breaks into the area where the Zillow beast is, and she hacks into the system.
Yeah, I looked at the computer, all the just red and yellow buttons. How would you know?
I don't know, but she knows, and she pulls the thing down. And I was like, wow, she really knows what she's doing. Yeah. I would not have any idea what to touch first, but she figures it out. And all of a sudden, Baron starts crying in the walls, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, what's going on here? And as this is all happening, she pulls the little switch. And the Zillow Beast is now free. He can, get
eye
up.
Opens up. But, yeah.
Really good animation with that, don't you think?
Yeah.
That was so detailed. It was another one of those seconds where you have to say, I'm not watching like CGI. I'm watching an animation, a drawing, a cartoon, but it's just so detailed, so real. So the beast has gone free. The Zillow beast makes quick work of the guards.
Yeah.
They don't really stand a chance. Yeah. And starts to make his escape.
Yeah. Starts climbing up.
Starts climbing out. Yeah.
Shaft. Yeah.
And I thought that was a very Godzilla-like thing to climb, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, climb. What else have we seen that climbs?
But King Kong?
No. Specifically in Star Wars, in Andor, right? Because we climb, One Way Out, we climb to the top.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And when they are first making that escape, when they stole all the gold and they're in that shuttle, they have to climb to their escape. So now the Zillow Beast is climbing to his escape. Okay. And what do Omega and the kids do? They climb their way to escape.
Okay, One Way Out.
That was their version of One Way Out. Okay. Yeah, they should have just started chanting that as they were climbing up the ladder. One Way Out. Anyway, let's see. We go back to the Bad Batch in the jungle. Crosshair's hand is shaking a lot. Yeah. Wrecker is still in pain.
He mentions that he knows what's inside. And that's when we see the hand shake.
Yeah. Like he gets stressed. He gets stressed and the hand starts shaking or something. Like there was definitely a connection to just like the danger of the situation and his nervousness, and his hands start shaking more.
Yeah.
And this little scene is I think it's very pivotal to the relationships of the Batch, right? Because this is where, you know, Crosshair saying, look, you know, Wrecker, you're in pain. You can't do this. I'm going to try to go into the base. You guys go try to find Rex. And Hunter just says, no, it's not happening. Like, doesn't even know, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's not happening. And Crosshair goes on this little tirade where he's like, wake up, Wrecker, you know, Clone Force 99 died with tech. We're not a squad anymore. Omega needs you. I will go. It's what I deserve.
Yeah. And that he's big on that, right? That he thinks that he was that he chose poorly and then he needs to be punished.
Yeah, this like this is what he's this is his fate, because you know he hasn't always been part of the batch, or he served the Empire for a while, that he deserves to like go down in flames. And you know they all say, no, don't even think about that. No plan 99.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah,
was what Tech said when he pulled the cord and killed himself, essentially. They're like, no plan 99. Don't even think about it. Omega needs us all. We're doing this together.
Stop looking at me like that. I'm fine.
No, you're not. Change of plans. You two, head to the communications array and try to contact Rex. I'll infiltrate the base myself.
Not happening.
Yeah, we've handled worse situations than this. Count.
Wake up, Wrecker. Clone Force 99 died with Tech. We're not that squad anymore. I've been inside that mountain. I know what we're up against. If we all go in, we're not all making it out. Omega needs you both. So, I'm doing this alone. It's what I deserve.
Don't even think about Plan 99, Crosshair. Omega needs all of us, and so do those clones.
We've always known the risks, and so did Tech. We do this together.
That was big, I think.
Yeah, it was big. Yeah. That he tried to sacrifice himself, and then they remind him that she needs all of them.
She does. Yeah. She needs all of her brothers, as she refers to them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so just as this is happening, the Zillow Beast like busts out of the mountain and the troopers and the Lurkas all run away.
Yeah. And scattered.
Yeah. And there's one line and there's like Omega's handiwork or Echo's. And they all go Omega's.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, they do know her. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So
it kind of stumbles off out in the jungle too, right? It kind of just disappears out there. It's free.
the Zillow Beast is free. Yeah. And so this is a seed that got planted. We talked about this last week, right? This is a seed that got planted so many years ago.
Clone Wars.
At Clone Wars. And and they brought it back and they didn't kill it. They just let it escape. So it's gone off into the jungle.
Four episodes? And it's... The Zillow Beast? Like when they first discover it, the Coruscant episode, then the Bad Batch episode where they capture one, and then this. Okay. It gets credits. It's got its own IMDb page now for the Zillow Beast.
And it's out there again to be called back in at a later date.
Yeah.
Right. So it didn't get destroyed. So that made me happy. Like I wouldn't want to see the Zillow Beast die for no reason. Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of themes of freedom here. And so I like that the Zillow Beast got to escape and be free.
Mm-hmm.
So it can hang out in the jungle with that other alligator lizard thing that we can't remember.
Or something. Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, but yeah, you knew it last week. It's just escaped your brain.
It's coming to me. It's been a long week.
You'll remember it at some point. So anyway, so the kids have climbed, they bust out of the walls. They're now like on this landing platform and, you know, just as there's some troopers and they're like, hey, you kids aren't supposed to be here. What happens? Who comes around the other side? But Emery and Echo shoots them. Hey, kid. You know, and she's like, Echo. And they're like, oh, my God, her squad is here. Like, that's amazing. And, you know, we totally forgot this piece. I'm sorry. I'm ahead of myself. As Emery and Echo were still inside and they were getting to the landing platform, the batch, how did we miss this entire thing? I'm really sorry because this is the fight that you wanted to talk about. This is how bad my notes are with the fight scene. It's literally like three words on my page. Yeah. Because the Bad Batch makes it up there. And at that time,
I was
Hemlock has
confused. I was trying
gone.
to think of when then
Yeah,
they,
I know. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
because
Hemlock
they
has
have to
let
fight
his
their
death
way
troopers
in.
out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's like the Bad
Well,
Batch versus
there's a
30 guys, isn't it?
more or less. One other thing before that too, though, that the Zilla Beast is broken out, and Scorch tells Hemlock, "Hey, it's taken. The Zilla Beast has escaped. It's taken out two divisions." And I was surprised Hemlock orders the air support to pursue the Zilla Beast to recapture it, which is why I thought, okay, well now the air support is gone and it's outfallen the Zilla Beast, so then Rex is clear to come in, right? So I was wrong about that, but
So
I thought
that's
that
what you
was,
thought about how he was going to make his entrance. Yeah.
and so that divided the Empire, their support between trying to protect themselves against the Bad Batch, but then also track down the Zilla Beast. Why go get the Zilla Beast? Where was it going to go? Like, fine, it's on the planet, but like, is there a Zillow shuttle somewhere? Like, where was it going to go?
True. It's not like it's going to get into a shuttle and leave the planet.
So I don't know if that was a priority for Hemlock, but he does order Scorch to send the air support to track him down, and then he goes into his vault with his clone assassins and activates them. Very zombie-like. The guy, the hand on the edge of those whatever the pods they're in, getting up, and the smoke and all that,
Yeah.
or that. Yeah.
Yeah. And what did you call these guys? Did you call them
Well,
X troop?
they're his clone X or something, his assassins. It's the same thing. The clone assassin that's been following him the whole time. Remember the two or three that he'd
Yeah,
activate? That
yeah,
would
yeah, yeah.
It's the same as those. These are just higher powered and colorful.
More of the same.
Turquoise, yellow, red. These ones are they're advanced.
They're the mod squad of the X troopers. Okay.
So,
All right.
yeah, he's got his assassins. They come out. We have a really good battle. The clone assassins are essentially using the TK troopers as shields, like running behind them
Yes. Yeah.
and advancing the whole time, and have a really good battle and the struggle. And you just the Bad Batch is just getting beat up, right? Poor
Beat
Wrecker's pinned
up.
down, shocked. And then we do have the yellow one with his sword. Does he give the sword to another clone assassin for the hand? It looked like he
I have
handed the
no
sword to someone
idea.
else, but and we don't see it on camera, but we see that we assume his hand is cut off, which I think they're,
Crosshairs, yeah.
crosshairs, that they're rendering him less effective without that hand is their plan, right?
Yeah, because he was like reaching for a gun and the guy steps on his hand or steps on his arm and then he just whoop, anyway. Don't really see anything, you don't hear anything, you just know that it's going to happen. And I appreciated that because I don't need to see the violence or hear the screams. I can do that all in my head. So the Bad Batch are completely overcome and they put them on these like stretchers and they're bringing them inside. And as that is happening, that's when Emery and Echo are trying to get outside. And so there's Echo watching his squad go by. Completely, yeah, not looking good. And Emery's like, that your squad? He's like, yep. But let's go find Omega. So, all right, I guess that's what you do, Echo. You stay in the lane. Let's go find Omega. And so they go out onto the platform after all this has gone down. Yeah. And this is where the troopers find Omega, but then Echo shoots them. And Echo and Omega get back together and they figure out that there's a shuttle. And so they put Emery and the kids on a shuttle, go to these coordinates, which I assumed was Pabu, which it was. And Omega and Echo are headed back in to now go get the Bad Batch that they just
Get the
saw on
rest
the
of their squad,
stretchers,
right? They're not
the
leaving
rest of their
any of their
squad.
squad behind.
And at that point, Emery gives her iPad over to Omega. Here, you're going to need this. Okay. At some point, that's going to come into play. And Omega says, "All right, kids," gives him a hug. "We'll see you soon. Let's go finish this mission, Echo." And they run back into the burning building.
Yes.
That's just
Once more into the breach.
It's no. more, let's go more into the breach. Exactly.
Yeah.
So they've taken Crosshair, Wrecker, and Hunter into the quote training room, right? This is where they actually just torture them, which, again, not a fan of this exact scene.
Like it was a training room. Like if you go back to the original season of Bad Batch, they're in the training room where the things pop up and down and there's target practice and stuff. This room did kind of do that, which then gave them all cover to fight in. So, But, okay, so he's got the Bad Batch in there. He's torturing Hunter. And I think he's trying to add them to his collection, right? That their talents would be, well, I think he says it, their talents would be useful.
And he gets interrupted
mm-hmm.
because apparently Governor Tarkin would like to talk to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, go Tarkin. It's a great time for a FaceTime call.
Yeah.
And so Hemlock leaves the training room. And they are Omega and Echo break out the clones. Oh, so Omega and Echo go down to where the clones are being held in the same place where Rampart and Alisei are.
Yeah.
And I noticed that they are shooting the stormtroopers to kill, not to stun at this point. Yeah. Usually they would just stun them, but now they're just taking them out. And they open up everybody's cells and they, everybody kind of stumbles into the hallway. And that's when they have the, who's willing to stand with us? Where are they? Where are the clones? Yeah. Oh, they're in the training room. And Rampart's like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm leaving here. I'm not going to go try to save these people. You clones are ridiculous, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And Nalisei and Omega have a little moment. I thought maybe that they could hug or something.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wrap her little neck around Omega.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen. But they do have a nice little exchange. And Emery's Omega says, here, you're going to need this, and hands her Emery's iPad. So now Nalisei can go do what she needs to do in her lab. So all these pieces on the chessboard, right? So Echo and Omega and all the clones are headed to the training room. Nalisei has got Emery's iPad. She's headed to the lab and Rampart follows her.
Yeah. Right? Sneaking, right. Picks up a gun and sneaking along behind her.
Yep. And then we cut to the conversation between Tarkin and Hemlock. And Tarkin is saying, I heard that you lost the Zillow Beast. The Emperor's concerned. No, I have everything under control. Well, too bad. I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So finally, there's like a place where Tarkin sees there's a chink in the armor. And he's going to take down Hemlock. Because I don't think there's any love loss between the two of them.
And is it just because Tarkin doesn't know what Hemlock is up to? That he's not read in on it, and
he doesn't know about necromancer. No.
No.
So as far as he's concerned, he wants all of his money for his project Stardust.
Yeah. Which we know all about. That is. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Never heard of it? You should watch a movie called Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
might figure that out then at that point. So anyway, we move to Omega. And they're trying to find this the training facility. So they put Omega in the wall again. She's in the wall a lot this episode.
She spends a lot of time in the wall,
A lot of time moving around in the walls. And she goes to put eyes on the training room to see if the Bad Batch are indeed in the training room. On the way to the lab, Nalisei has grabbed a bomb. One of those... detonator bomb things.
Sneaks it out of the backpack.
Yep. She takes the bomb and Rampart takes the gun and they are headed to the lab. And so she gets into the lab and she do whatever. And then like the data bank like rises out of the floor. Yeah. So that, I don't know. You and I have been into a lot of server rooms. I've never seen it kind of rise out of the floor like
You
that,
keep it
but
on in the floor like that for space saving, you know,
space.
kind of like Ahsoka's table is in the floor
Yeah,
on a shuttle,
embedded
right?
into the floor. That's exactly what I thought. It looks like Ahsoka's table anyway. So she's standing there and I don't know what her plan A was going to be, but Rampart walks in and so all of a sudden she has to go to plan B and he's like, what research could be of such value to the Emperor? And so he starts fooling around with the flashing red buttons and then he's like, okay, tell me everything about Project Necromancer. So he got all that information
I
from
don't
like the
know.
5.5 seconds that he stood
I
at that panel.
guess so. He got the name from Necromancer, or was it mentioned in front of him already?
Well, I don't. Did Emery know Necromancer when she was just in the lab, or did she only know it after?
I
Like,
don't remember. I don't know that. Maybe. Yeah, how would Rampart? No, Hemlock wouldn't have told him in the cell. He wouldn't. The Bad Batch wouldn't have known to tell him that. So I think he reads it from there, that panel.
but that if he reads it from that panel, then that means that Emery has to have known about it because she's at that panel all the time.
But he knew the name. He doesn't know about it. So that's why he asked Dallas to explain to him what it is. So maybe that, you know, you're working on Necromancer, but you don't know what Necromancer is doing.
So there's no way to look up the word and understand what that word means. The
Although kind of
word
a
just doesn't
suspicious
exist.
title, because it means, you know, I was going to say, means well, bringing back from the dead. So
Yeah. But nobody knew that on Tantus.
reanimation.
Okay. Anyway. So Omega confirms that she's found the Bad Batch. Echo says he's on his way. The Echo and the clones try to ambush the training facility. And Omega breaks out of the wall and she again taps into the panels to try to free the Bad Batch.
Gets one
But
hand from Wrecker free.
yeah, she gets one hand of Wreckers free. And she must have gotten more before she gets caught, right?
The one that was left, the assassin that was left to kind of guard up there, turns around, sees her. She tries to stun him. Doesn't have an effect on him.
No.
And then Hunter, or not Wrecker, uses his you know, Omega saving strength, rips open the other hand, gets his other hand out, and then flings the thing across the lab at the guy.
There you go. And do Crosshair and Hunter get free at that point as well?
I think she got Crosshair free as well. Yeah, too.
Because eventually all three of them are free.
Because Hunter impales the guy with the electro spear.
But then Hemlock comes in and he says, all right, glaring weakness in clones is their loyalty to each other.
So he
And
knew she would lead herself to him.
yeah. And is this where they get handcuffed together? So then we go back to the lab where Rampart is into this database with Nalase, and he says, well, this is very enlightening. This is going to be my bargaining chip. And does he say something about this is going to make me, important to the Empire or whatever?
He didn't. I think he just says this is my bargaining chip. I wonder, like, does he want back in, or is he just trying to live, or what? He didn't. I wasn't clear. Wasn't clear what he was gonna do with it, but it was his bargaining chip with the Empire.
And she says, my work will never belong to you or the Empire. It will always be Kaminoian.
Kaminoan. I don't know why I like doing her so much.
And Rampart up and shoots her,
Yeah.
but she's already pressed the little button.
Yeah, she's already primed it. The click click
Yeah,
from Solo. You just made a
exactly. Click,
clicking
click.
noise with your mouth.
No, I didn't. Yes, I did. She didn't. She actually pressed the button. And so he shoots her. She falls down to the ground, and the little bomb rolls towards his feet. And then, boom. So long, Rampart.
Yes.
So long, Dalasay.
Yeah.
So long, Data.
Yes. There's no
So,
off-world backup or, yeah.
apparently, they don't do backups in
Yeah.
Tantus. No.
What's the planet in
They
Rogue
need
One?
a strong IT policy there. They need to
What's
do some off-site
the planet
disaster
in Rogue
recovery.
One?
Yeah.
Where the plans are that the big
They failed to plan for disaster there.
Scarif. They need. How come they didn't back it up in Scarif?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
know. Well, then everybody would know and everyone would have
That's
the
true. That's true.
data
Okay.
and
All
all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. Too bad Hemlock gone. So Hemlock and has Omega, and he says, she says something like, "You failed, but I still have you." And she's like, "No, you're forgetting one thing. I have them." And
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, go Omega." And
Yeah.
that's when he handcuffs himself to Omega, and they flee down the hallway.
Yes. Flee, flee.
Say it again.
Flee, flee. That flee. I don't
Oh,
know.
flee, flee.
Flee,
Yeah. They
fly. Yeah.
flee
They flee
down the
down the
hallway.
hallway, and Scorch goes with them.
So, and Scorch goes with them. So, Hunter says, "I'll go find Omega. You stay here." And what does Crosshair say? "Not a chance," which is what Hunter said to Crosshair when they were outside Tantus, right? So we're bringing it all back around. Rampart and Omega head outside, and guess what? It's raining, and
Yeah.
they're on a long bridge.
Sort of an odd, like they got all these, this whole circular base, and they got all these bay shuttle bays and stuff, but we have this one weird platform out
I don't
here.
know. Maybe
Yeah.
that's their
Yeah.
escape path.
Well, there's not even a shuttle out there. He has to summon one.
Has to summon. That's what he does with
Yeah.
this little hand computer
Yeah.
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's raining. Why does it always have to rain? But I thought that was like a nice little tribute to Kamino as well
Oh
with the rain.
yeah. Good
You
point.
know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Right. Okay.
And then we go back inside with the Bad Batch fighting these Death Trooper, X Trooper things. And did you notice that one of them looked a lot like Tech? It had like his helmet had like the round goggles,
Yeah, no, I didn't.
like Tech's helmet did.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my God, they're not going to bring Tech back right now, are they? But
Yeah.
they don't.
No.
But you know,
Yeah.
somebody was in the story room and they were
Oh,
like,
yeah.
oh, I know.
Yeah.
We'll make one of
Yeah.
these guys have a helmet that looks like Tech. So everyone will think that it's Tech, but it
Yeah.
won't actually be Tech. We'll just throw them off.
We'll just
Yeah.
mess with them.
Red
Yeah.
herring. Yeah. Messing with us. God damn it. Anyway, so Rampart and Omega are about to get onto the shuttle that kind of hovers over, and it starts to look like it's going to land, but not for long, because right at that exact moment, the door opens on the other side of this long walkway, and Hunter, Wrecker, and Crosshair appear, and they shoot this thing right in the engine.
Yeah, right in the engine. They shoot in the engine before we know they're there. Was kind of a, I think that was part of their reveal that they were there. That is kind of cool.
Boom,
Yeah,
out of
yeah.
the sky. And so the shuttle tilts and crashes. And
Yeah.
now we've got Bad Batch on one side, and we've got Rampart handcuffed to Omega on the other side of this long, dark, and it's raining outside bridge. What could
Yeah.
possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
That's far enough.
You won't get past them.
They won't risk hurting you.
Neither will you. You need me alive.
If I go over, you go over. Drop the blasters!
Shoot the binders.
I can't. They're too close. If I'm off, I can't risk Omega.
She knows what to do, Crosshair. Wait for her, then take the shot.
So what did you think was going to happen? So here's the final standoff.
Yeah.
Who's dying in this?
Well, see, I still thought that Hemlock and Omega have to make it out together because we're trying to build up. Somehow Palpatine returned, which is part of my challenge with the end of this is that, like, it just, like, all right, Hemlock's just gone and the research is gone. So Palpatine has to try again somewhere else. He does it in, was it Hexagol? Or
yeah, whatever. Hexagol.
Yeah. So he starts over, but he starts over. Does that mean, I mean, we need to do this in the final conversation, but does he capture Omega again and another soon to be released series?
Well, I think that, so if you now leap forward to the Mandalorian, right? So now we've got Pershing.
Yeah.
Who has got the same thing on his shoulder as the Kamino clones. So he was maybe part of this at some point. Maybe he was like on his lunch break when all of this happened.
Okay.
Like in an adjacent mountain. So he didn't perish, but he's got some idea about what's going on. So you've got Pershing and then you've got Grogu, and Grogu has the same high M count that Omega did.
Yeah. He's not a clone, though.
Doesn't have to be a clone. An M count is an M count. Anakin has an M count.
True. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So they liked Omega because Omega was a clonable M count. That she was a clone with a high M count. So it gave them the prospect that they could do a clone and then transport the M count. She was special. It didn't have to be just a clone of, I don't know. See, this the science of it gets kind of confusing because you're right, Jax and Baron and all that, they're supposed to be just Jedis, not, you know, like Grogu, not like Omega, who's a clone. Yeah. We're getting ahead of ourselves. At that point, I still think Hemlock or Omega makes it out to the Empire because we got to build towards Palpatine cloning himself. I also still at that point think the Bad Batch has to die. So I thought, you know, something's going to happen. I still am waiting for Rex to show up at this point. It all happened pretty quick. So it was satisfying. They shoot Scorch off the bridge.
Yeah.
And it was a nice moment of trust too, that they know Omega knows what to do. She pulls out her trusty toothpick. Again,
stabs him right in the leg. Yeah.
Yeah. And Crosshair doesn't trust himself. He also is now using his left hand instead of his right hand. And he has to trust that he can do it. But it was a good moment for them.
But he's also leaning on Hunter.
Yeah.
Like, he can't do it himself. He has to lean on Hunter to steady himself to be able to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
You're better together, boys. Yeah. You're better together. Yeah. Rampart... Yeah, he walks towards the Bad Batch. Omega stabs him with the toothpick. Crosshair takes the shot. Omega is free. Rampart goes over the side, just like Tech did, and he disappears into the mist below. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Zulu Beast steps on him. Oh, no. Okay.
Eats him for lunch, actually. Barbecues him up. Yeah.
Yeah.
They get into a shuttle. Somewhere, somehow, someplace. Mm-hmm. And I loved the timing that they take off.
Yeah.
And they go into hyperspace. And then like a half a second later, who shows up?
So you're ship blind, but did you recognize there were two different types of ships there?
Nope, not at all.
Because that's a transitional piece there, because Tarkin is in the Star Destroyer we know from the original Star Wars, right? So the Star Destroyers that are in all of those and the Empire Star Destroyers we know, he's in that, but he's flanked by two Venator class the Republic Star Cruisers or Star Destroyers or whatever. The Venator class ships from the Republic. So it's that transition. They still got the old, some of the old Venator class in service. His ship, though, is the new Star Destroyer. So it was a transitional scene. Okay.
I'm really glad that you need to go to a May the 4th trivia event and and use all of this ship knowledge for good.
As we record, that is tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. Yeah. And I always go to the trivia things because everyone is like, oh, Jessica, they're having a trivia here and here and here and here and here. Like, all right. So I've done a couple of them and they always ask these like ship or gun question. What model gun did Han Solo carry? I don't know. It was a gun. What model ship did Tarkin use? I don't know. It was Tarkin's ship. Yeah. So I don't do well. Names, plot lines.
Yeah.
Places. Romances. I get all of that. But all of those other details tend to gloss over. But thank you for bringing it to the conversation because I'm sure that there are some listeners that are right there with you that are like, yeah, that was a Venator class. I get it. Good job pointing that out.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
And is that the cavalry now? Tarkin showing up.
Oh, is Tarkin the cavalry?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. But Tarkin has his day, right? Yeah. He says, Hemlock's failings have cost us enough. Shutter this facility indefinitely and reroute all of that money to Project Stardust.
Dear listeners, Jessica's waving her arms around in the air. Yes, redistribute all of his funds to Project Stardust.
Project Stardust. I was like, oh, I know what that is. Yeah.
Yeah. Another nice, neat little bow that Tarkin just comes in and shuts it all down and it's gone. Okay.
Gone. Right. I thought when the ship went over to the top of the mountain, I thought it was going to be orbital bombardment and they were just going to kill it all. But he doesn't. He just says, shutter it. Shutter this facility indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tarkin. We've seen like 7 different versions of Tarkin between the animated, the live action, the CGI character. Yeah. Yeah. Seen a lot. Anyway, we did right after that. It's a screen wipe to Pabu. Yeah. I love that transition because screen wipes are like, that's Star Wars.
Yeah.
Whoop, we screen wipe to the beautiful blue skies of Pabu.
Sunny and lush and everything. Yeah. Safe.
Sunny and lush. The birds are chirping. Everyone's eating sushi.
Yeah.
There's some nice music. Kids are playing. Like, here we are in Narvana.
Mm-hmm.
And Emery and Echo are still in the same clothes that they were in when they escaped.
There's one difference with Emery.
What is it?
She's not wearing her glasses anymore.
Oh, okay.
I noticed that because that was in that grid. That's what with the screen crush is a great YouTube reviewer. He's pointed out that she sees the world through that grid, like the Empire, and now she's outside of it. She's taking the glasses off.
But she hasn't taken off her cloning shirt. She's still got her cloning shirt on.
She'd be naked.
Well, don't you think the people of Pabu could give her a shirt?
They don't have sheets and pillows for their beds. Do you think they have extra clothes?
Well, I hope wherever she goes to Pantera to work with Senator Chuchi, I hope she gets some new clothes because those have got to stink to high heaven at this point.
Yeah.
So she's a good looking lady. She needs some nice clothes now. So that again, I could watch that all day. Let's talk
about how Emery and Omega have Australian or New Zealand accents?
I think it's Australian, isn't it?
Is it? Okay.
So Tamora Morrison is New Zealand.
Yeah.
And that was Jango Fett. So they all should sound like him. So I guess it's New Zealand.
I guess that's why. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, so Emery and Echo have decided they're going to go to Pantera to help more with the clones.
Whatever she can.
She's going to help Senator Chuchi whatever you say could help the help her cause. And they just like casually walk across the courtyard, jump onto a shuttle and like give them a head nod and they're gone. There's no like, hey, we've decided we're going to Pantera. They just take off and nobody asks, hey, where are you going, catches. Echo?
No, they're just like, peace out.
There was no big, like, let me give you a hug before you go, Echo. There was nothing. They just leave. So, okay, whatever. And you see Omega sitting there with Hunter sort of in the grass and Batcher, and they look like a nice little family picture, right? They're finally safe. They talk about, they look at the kids and they're like, how long will it take for them to find their family? And he's like, Rex and I are already looking into it and we'll look after them until we do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's like their next thing. They're going to go return these kids to their families, which I think that's amazing. Not Omega.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. So what does the future hold? They're having this discussion. Well, we get to choose what we want to be. And as soon as that happens, Wrecker and Crosshair kind of come into the scene and they sit on the wall and there's this beautiful little family portrait and the music kind of swells.
They kind of flank them too, right? Wrecker and Crosshair kind of flank them and it's just, it was a nice image.
And we fade to black. And I thought, okay, please let there be an epilogue. Please let there be an epilogue. And so I sat there for like the 2 seconds or whatever until, we go back. And we're still on Pabu many years later.
Yeah.
When you see that figure kind of walking on the rocks, did you know that that was Omega when you first?
No, I didn't. No.
I thought it was Fee at first.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought too. Because she was in some of the preview stuff, not the previews, but like some of the artwork for this upcoming episode, she was pictured in it.
We didn't really see her at all.
No.
But I, after I watched the scene a couple of times, I kind of got it. Like she's walking into a dark cave and she's going to get on her shuttle that's in the cave and she's trying not to call attention to herself. That's why she has to turn on the lights and then... That's when she sees Hunter sitting there. Like, he's like, I'm already a step ahead of you, kid. I knew you were going to leave. So I'm sitting here in the dark waiting for you. Cause at first I was like, why is Hunter sitting there in the dark?
Yeah.
And it took me a couple of times when I finally figured that out. She looks beautiful. She's all grown up.
Yeah.
You know, her face is, doesn't look like a kid anymore. She looks like a young lady. So how old do you think she is in this epilogue?
Got to be 10 years. Right.
So mid-20s then?
Yeah,
early 20s?
Well, and timeline-wise too, I feel like it's 10 years. But the Rebels need pilots. The Rebels don't exactly exist when all this goes down. Because this is the early days of the Empire. So... like this is just before Rebels, because the Rebels don't need pilots.
It would have to be
during the Bad Batch. But as the Rebels are growing, then that's when this time period is, because that's what she's going to join.
So probably 10 years.
Yeah,
I would buy that.
Yeah,
to give her to allow her to grow up.
Yeah.
And she says, the rebellion needs pilots now more than ever. I've made my choice. I want to do more. Mm-hmm. Hunter is still saying, we want to keep you safe. You're our kid. You'll always be our kid. And they've aged Hunter as well, right? Mm-hmm. He's got gray hair and gray in his beard. But he still looks the same. Still has the same headband and face tattoo.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have a little moment. And... they hug goodbye, and this is when I started crying.
Thought you could just sneak off? The time hasn't dulled all my senses.
This shouldn't be a surprise. The Rebellion needs pilots now more than ever. I made my choice, Hunter. I want to do more.
And we want to keep you safe.
You have. But I'm not a kid anymore. You don't have to worry about me.
You're our kid, Omega. You always will be.
As Omega, climbs onto her ship, and Omega goes off into a larger world, right? Like, that's the hard when your kid really officially leaves the nest, right? Mm-hmm. She's got text glasses on the console as she takes off.
Yeah, nice detail.
So she's not gonna forget, you know. She'll be fine. She's got a good head on her shoulders. And the music swells again, and Omega flies off, and it faded to black, and I was crying.
It was good. Good episode. Good closure. Great series. I think it's, you know, it was a nice, neat little bow that, you know, no one really wanted to see the Bad Batch eliminated, so they're hiding in Pabu. We can use them later, I guess. Omega's out there, so now you got your Omega spinoff that she gets to see Hera or Ahsoka or something, you know, so.
She joins Rey's Academy, Rey's Jedi Academy in episode 10. Yeah.
But that's too, she'd be old.
She'd be 40, not old. Don't tell me 40 is old.
Okay, well, and I don't know the time span between the Empire falling, the New Republic,
we need
the First Order, because Rey is post First Order.
Yeah. She'd be older than Rey. She's older than Rey, she's not. I mean, Ahsoka is. Okay. Ahsoka would be older than her.
I'm not saying she's old. Like, she's not, you know, Methuselah or Yoda, but she's not, you know, like, there's quite a bit of time because we got to do the Rebellion, Empire Fall, the New Republic, First Order, and then the First Order falling. Like, there's a lot of has to happen still.
There's a lot that has to happen. Yeah. But yeah, I would love to see more between Omega and Hera. I think that would be a great Omega, Hera, and Ahsoka. Wow, three power ladies in Star Wars. That would be awesome. Yeah, I think this one definitely did a lot of character development and pulled you emotionally into the story. There was more so than the other two seasons. You know, there was not a lot of, you know, what we consider kind of throwaway episodes that, you know, maybe like that one where they do that thing for
there were a couple, you know, they kept doing missions like, oh, we need to get some information and chase this guy and come back. Well, there were like four episodes where they were trying to figure out what an M count was, but
not as many of those as in prior seasons, you know. No. It's not like the mission of the week kind of thing. So yeah, I loved it. I'm sad that it's done, but at least we have Disney Plus and we can revisit whenever we want. And all of our attentions are now going to turn to The Acolyte, which happens in about a month.
Yeah,
so we get a little bit of a rest here. We have something special planned to bring us and our listeners up to speed on what the High Republic is, because I really have no idea what the High Republic is. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be a fun episode, but probably not for a couple of weeks. And then we plan to do Acolyte coverage.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back at it.
A month from tomorrow, a month from May the 4th be with you. June 4th comes out.
What are you doing for May the 4th this year? Do you have any plans?
No plans.
Oh.
I've already finished my New Republic gunship Lego monstrosity. I so I don't, yeah. No plans. How
no
about
plans?
You?
I just bought tickets to go see Phantom Menace.
Ah, cool. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So we're going Saturday night. I'm bringing my husband. We're going to go watch Phantom Menace. It's one of those movie theaters where you get to pick your seats.
Oh, nice.
So like the 6:30 show. So I just bought them last night. The 6:30 show had like three other people that had bought tickets.
Okay.
Apparently the Phantom Menace is not a popular movie here in New Hampshire, but that's okay. We're going to go and enjoy. So that'll be my thing that I do on May the 4th. I'm not going to go try my hand at trivia or anything like that. We're just going to stick with the movie probably dinner after.
My local little one here is showing the Phantom Menace as well.
So you now have plans then for tomorrow.
I might do that.
You might not. You need to swing down there and watch the Phantom Menace.
I might do. Ooh, plenty of seats.
Of seats available.
There are two seats taken. Okay. All right. Plenty of seats. Yeah. We may do that tomorrow. All right.
So there you go. So now you have plans.
Okay.
The other crazy thing that has happened in the last week is that I found out that there's going to be an actual cruise on an actual cruise ship that is Star Wars themed. It's called the Galaxy Cruise, and it cruises next year at this time, May 1st through the 5th. So on next May the 4th, I'm going to be in the middle of the ocean celebrating with 2,000 other Star Wars fans.
Very nice.
For May the 4th, because there's no way I'm not going on that cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So our Pergil scientist rides again, huh?
Pergil scientist rides again. Yep. I'm going to have to break out all my purple stuff again.
Yeah.
And I've still got all my stuff from the Star Cruisers. All the friends that I went on the last Star Cruiser with, they're up for it. They want to go on the cruise as well. Mm-hmm. Word has it that our producer editor Daryl might also join me on the cruise.
All right.
I don't know. We're gonna have to twist your arm, see if you can come. That would be a blast.
Have you looked at who the guests are?
Yep, Tamara Morrison, Katie Sackhoff, and Warwick Davis, and then there's like a bunch of other ones as well. Yeah.
Okay.
So
fun.
If you book your cabin early, you get to have a picture with Warwick.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm totally going.
Yeah. Okay.
I love, so the company that's putting this on is a company called Six Man. They usually do like music cruises. And so I've done nine cruises with them. I'm signed up for a 10th for one that's sailing in February. And so then this one that I'm doing on Star Wars will be my 11th cruise with Six Man. And I'm really excited about this. So better act fast because you have to sign up now. Tickets go on sale, or cabins go on sale May 7th for the pre-sale. And then like I think it's May 14th a release to the general public. So
cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
All right.
So even though we might not be recording every week, we'll still be doing Star Wars in our lives, in our life.
Plenty to do.
So until we meet up with our pre-accolade pre-gaming show, I guess that's it. Maybe I won't talk to you next week, but I'll talk to you at some point in the near future.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it. Any last words of wisdom?
Well, I guess we know how Palpatine returns now.
We know how Palpatine still lives. Yeah.
Yeah.
That question has, I guess, been answered.
M counts. Possible. Oh. Okay.
All right, Hunter. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Jessica.
Bye.
Bye. Choop, beep, beep, boop, boop. Yeah. Yeah.
Do, 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 do. Yeah, yeah. Say it again.
Choop, beep, beep, boop, boop. Yeah, yeah.
Do, 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 do. Yep, yep. There you go.
All right. I guess for now we follow the Pergil.
The only time you are wasting is your own.
That was so satisfying.
Peace out.